This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Oh, it's been so long since I've talked to you, New York. It's been a whole 2 minutes. Anthony Gallo on the Fan, New York City, the best city in the world. Don't forget it. On the best radio station on the planet, WFAN. The number to call, as always, 888-808-1019. I know we got into a lot of Final Four discussion in that previous little snack that I gave you, but the real discussion, New York baseball is back. It looks like the Mets and Yankees are flying, but we got to start with my guys in blue and orange. Another clutch win, a very familiar story. The Mets bats lifeless for 7 innings, and they come alive on the back of Jesse Winker. And of course, clutch god, Francisco Lindor, the captain. Bad back and all. Well, I don't know if he's got a bad back anymore, but he should because he's consistently carrying the team. But I want to tell you something. Before we dive into the minute details, this team is gearing up for a special summer. This Met team is picking up where they left off last year, and they are gearing up for a World Series run. Not going to tell you they're going to win a World Series right now, but to say after the crying, mostly from Met fans, that we heard all offseason, on day one, we've got the complaining. Day three, we've got the complaining. Even in wins, people find something to complain about. The bats are dead. The defense looks sluggish. Vientos, Acuna, Beatty, Diaz isn't perfect. All of it means nothing, and this team looks like the same gritty team, the same team that is going to be there at the end of the year as one of the best teams in the league, and this is as legit a World Series contender as you can get. Right off the bat, the one thing that's obvious early in this season, the team fights. Every single night, they're going to fight. It's why we fell in love with them last year. It's why we continue to watch and root for this team. Yes, Juan Soto is a huge jolt to the fan base, but this team fights. The young players fight, whether it's go back to night one, day one, whatever you want to call it. Acuna's at-bat against Hader. Epic. Go to tonight. Even before the big triple in the eighth inning from Jesse Winker. Vientos, who's dead in the water to some of you Mets fans, already jumping off Vientos Island, gets a big hit to start the inning. And Beatty continues it. And yes, nothing came from it, but it's to show you that everyone on this team, 1 through 9, 1 through 5 in the starting rotation, 1 through 9 in the starting lineup. They're going to fight night in and night out. And I'm sorry. Yes, the Dodgers look like a juggernaut right now. But I will take this Mets team right now. Before we get Manaea back, before we know what Montas is going to be for this team, before Alvarez and McNeil step on the field, the latter, not as excited to see him come back anytime soon. I think this team is as good as any team in Major League Baseball. They haven't played a complete game all season. They haven't looked the part all season, and yet they're winning. Yet, they continue to find ways to stay in it. The bats have been mostly lifeless. And yet they are 5-3. And Mets fans, the way you've reacted early on, you would think it's like last year. You would think they're 0-8, the way Mets fans talk about this team. The starting pitching, which was supposed to be this glaring weakness, because some of you continue to doubt my guy David Stearns. And I don't care what you want to say. Tell me it's early. The starting pitching looks electric. Griffin Canning, start cashing the Cy Young tickets. All right, that was a joke, but you get what I'm saying. Pete Kennedy placed the bet, and then he looked up at me. He was very sad. But Griffin Canning looks electric. Kodai Senga looked great, and his only blemishes came off of the back of a very uncharacteristic Francisco Lindor defensive night. Listen, he's stressing, lacking sleep. He got the kid. I understand. Well, I don't understand. I don't have kids, but I understand. Brazoban and Krasnick, two guys who were not even, or Kranick, sorry, two guys who were not even supposed to be on the team. Brazoban, 7 1/3 innings, 0 runs, continues to be lights out, and has somehow turned himself into a multi-inning relief pitcher. Kranick, another guy not supposed to be on the team, 5 2/3 innings, no runs, looks electric. Again, we've seen he's a bit of a starting pitcher, so not as shocking when it comes to the length. Everyone in the rotation has pitched well. Clay Holmes, I liked what I saw in his first start. Again, I liked what I saw from Kodai Senga. David Peterson essentially made one mistake and otherwise was flawless. The starting pitching has been great. The bullpen has been electric. And I'm not even being a bit, I'm not even over-exaggerating to say that they've been electric. Everyone that's come out has showed great stuff. So the two things that you kind of could be concerned about, starting pitching in their bullpen, have been a strength. And the offense, which I have no doubt in my mind, is going to be a top seven offense just like last year. It's cold. You know what? It's April. That happens. And with this group of players, you know, obviously take Juan Soto out of that group. With this group of players, they have started slow for basically their entire careers. How many times are Mets fans going to freak out in April because Lindor's not hitting? It's what he does. You know what else he does? He hits when it matters most, just like tonight, just like in the Philly series, just like that last day in Atlanta last year. Ask Yankee fans when he was on Cleveland if he hit in the clutch. Sorry, that's not a shot at Yankee fans. It's just, you know, that was a big grand slam that he had with Cleveland in their World Series run. So the point is, I don't care that he's not hitting in April. Get over it. Mets fans, it's okay to have a little bit of fun. You crush Yankee fans for it. God forbid Yankee fans get excited because they look like Murderers Row. You got Trent Grisham hitting home runs. Maybe you should take, I'm going to get on Yankee fans later. Don't worry. We're going to get, everybody's got it tonight. You know, this is a vent sesh for everybody. But everybody's got, you know, I'm taking shots at everyone. But Mets fans, take a playbook out of the Yankee fans book. Enjoy it. This team is good. It's okay to believe. The team stunk last year at this time. I was telling you to believe. The team is good right now. And I'm telling you to believe. You can't tell me I'm out of my mind. And again, 888-808-1019. This Mets team is a World Series contender. Stop doubting it. Stop finding problems that aren't there. We're going to have problems. There's 162 of these games. We're going to have a streak where they look awful. Let it happen first. Enjoy the highs. Because otherwise, you're always going to be miserable at the lows. You can't be miserable when you're at the highs also. And you know what? I haven't even gotten to it yet. The biggest brightest spot. No, it's not Juan Soto. No, it is not the five-borough race, which we will get to, which is awesome. Haters, beware. Pete Alonso, speaking of haters, a guy who I've been tough on. Pete Alonso looks like he's about to have a monster season. Has saved the Mets twice this year and then kicks off opening day with a big home run. I was at opening day. We'll get to that a little later. This team is legit. Enjoy it. It's going to be a fun season. It's going to be a fun season in the Bronx. It's going to be a fun season in Queens. New York baseball is back to the fullest after last year and this year. Buckle up. It's going to be fun. Mets fans, I'm begging you to enjoy it. There's so much to be excited about in just a small sample. Look at the smaller moves that Stearns has made. Jose Siri looks like a fun, exciting spark plug kind of player you need, a role player. The guy gets on base, and he's liable to end up off. He could get walked, and he's liable to end up on third. He plays great defense. The two young guys, yes, their bats haven't been perfect, but they're out there battling. Luis Torrens, bad arm and all, saved us. Him and Alonso saved us that last game in Miami. Tonight, kept that inning going. Got Siri to third to allow Lindor to drive him in. With a bad shoulder, I wasn't even sure if he was going to swing the bat. Comes in battling. Why? Because this team is picking up on the same energy that they had last year. They battle. Last year, we felt like they didn't fight early. This year, they're showing that they're picking up where they left off. From June on last year, that team that never felt like it was out of it. Even in their losses this year, they've continued the battle. And I know you guys are going to call in and cry, oh, you're overreacting. It's eight games. But you guys will overreact to one at-bat by Lindor, to one at-bat by Alonso. Soto struck out on opening day, and I had to hear from Mets fans about how we overpaid for him. He wasn't a needle mover. Sorry. Yes, you guys know me. I tend to be glass half full. But sorry that I view things more logically than the most illogical fan base in this entire market. I am a Mets fan. That is the most miserable fan base in this market. Go on Mets Twitter. Tell me it's not. 888-808-1019. So I'm here to tell you, this team is legit. So you can enjoy it now, or you can wait till the end to start enjoying it and miss out on the fun. They're not getting anything out of Vientos right now. They're barely getting anything out of Lindor and Nimmo, even though Lindor came up with a big hit tonight. And yet, they're still battling. They still look great. If the starting pitching pitches like this early, and can stay healthy, even though they're not 100% healthy yet, it's going to be a great year. And it's funny how I had to hear about the Mets are susceptible to injury. Their starting pitching isn't deep enough. There's no names on it. They didn't do enough to improve it. But I didn't hear anyone say that about the Braves, and yet the Braves are in injuries hell. Their starting pitching is not what people thought it was, even though they did nothing to improve it. And we're banking on an aging Chris Sale, a recovering Strider, recovering from injury, and Schwellenbach in his second season to somehow we're gifting them the fact that they're a good starting rotation. And they'll be fine. They're going to be a thorn in the side of the Mets all year. But I can tell you this much, the Mets are going to be a thorn in their side. So again, it's time to start enjoying this. It's time to start believing. You got to believe. That's our catchphrase. This fan base never acts like that. You've got two teams in this town that are gearing up for big seasons. One fan base knows how to enjoy it. even if they care about some things that don't matter to their team a little too much. Like I said, we'll get into that later. And then you have a fan base in the Mets, which doesn't allow themselves to have any fun. We claim to be the team that has fun. We had fun for a week after Soto signed, and then you guys were crying about Pete Alonso and how the Mets aren't spending enough. Listen, we're going to have fun tonight, Mets fans. This is a safe space. But if you come on here with some nonsense, I'm going to cut your throat. That's what's going to happen. You know, figuratively. We're talking, I can't actually do it. I'm also a pacifist. Why would I do that? Yes, I might have had a cappuccino, so I'm firing out the gate. But again, I had to hear about the starting pitching isn't good enough. And the guys that you complain the most about, McGill, Canning, somehow Kodai Senga, Mets fans just gave up on him this offseason, have been lights out. Griffin Canning was great tonight outside of three batters. And though I don't expect him to pitch the way he's pitched for 30 starts, but is it too much of me to think that this guy can be a legitimate 3-4 starter in a rotation? Is it too much for me to think that Tyler McGill can contribute to this team in a positive fashion? Is it too much of me to believe in David Peterson and Clay Holmes? David Peterson, who for the majority of his career, even if Mets fans don't want to believe it, for the majority of his career, has been a positive. 2022, he was probably their best pitcher for a month and a half. Helped carry that team while DeGrom and Scherzer were hurt. Yes, along with Taijuan Walker and Chris Bassitt. Chris Bassitt, who was great tonight. We saw him pitch for the Blue Jays. It's okay to believe in this team. It's okay to think that they could do more than just disappoint you at the end of the year. And I'm not even being delusional, because that's how good this team is. It's funny, and I know I've had this conversation with Pete Kennedy before, off air, on the T.O. Al and Friends podcast every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Uptown Sports YouTube. I've had this conversation with a lot of people. The way Mets fans viewed this team coming into the season, and the way the experts and the national media viewed them, drastically different. The national media knew they would be a juggernaut. Mets fans, maybe it's trauma, PTSD, couldn't allow themselves to enjoy the offseason. They couldn't allow themselves to buy into it. So I'm telling you, buy into it. And it's okay. I'll be on with you all summer. And I'm going to remind you, because this team's not going anywhere. We're going to have a lot of fun. This baseball season in New York between the Mets and the Yankees is going to be a lot of fun. Not because of torpedo bats, not because of five-borough races, not because of OMG. It's going to be fun because these are two legit contenders. And that's what the Mets are. They are World Series contenders, and you guys better start believing. And why is it so bad of me to say that? 888-808-1019. We've got a lot to get to. We've got more Mets stuff to get to. Obviously, we'll dump into, you know, a little bit of, you know, Brunson maybe returning. The Yankees, I have a little bit to talk about with their fan base, but also Aaron Judge, the best player in baseball. Some Giants draft talk. All that on The Fan. Anthony Gallo till 5 a.m.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.